There are about 1.7 million children in the country with at least one parent in prison. The study by the New York-based group Justice Strategies documents the disintegration in a child's life after a parent is incarcerated. Some are lucky and end up being cared for by loving and supportive relatives, but many end up in foster care, and too many end up in prison themselves once they become adults. Linda Ketchum of Madison Urban Ministry helps run a family connections program that keeps parents in prison in touch with their children. She says groups like hers are doing the work that law enforcement and prison officials should be doing more of.
If we really cared about the well-being of all children, then we would make sure when we arrest a parent and send them to jail or prison, we would make sure that there was a solid plan in place for the kids. And we don't do that.
Wisconsin prisons do have parenting programs inmates can opt into after they arrive in prison. Techito warden Kathy Jess says mothers at her prison can spend up to 5 hours with their children at what's known as the homestead house.
And they have a meal, and they actually prepare the meal with the children. And we have a social worker and a teacher that supervises that on once a month every Saturday.
But that program is limited to children who can find a relative or community organization to drive or bus them to the prison. The authors of the study, Children on the Outside, say one way to reduce the scope of the problem is to reform the nation's drug laws and offer more offenders treatment instead of prison. They say that would allow the large majority of drug offender parents to keep their families together while they recover. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.